"You may be unable to walk," stated the orthopedic surgeon. My heart began racing, and I felt a pit slide through my stomach as a world came crashing above me. I pensively ruminated on the complications in the imminent future. A back brace, surgery, and being unable to wear a backpack. The white, colorless hospital floor reflected an empty bowl of alternatives. There was no definitive cure. My eyes welled up with tears as a stream of hopelessness filled my body. As the tears rolled down my face, my parents consoled me, telling me everything would be okay. I left Palo Alto Medical Foundation with a different identity and a permanent scar to my appearance. I had been diagnosed with severe S-shaped thoracic scoliosis. But how? I was the President's Awards Scholar student, breaststroke swimmer on my swim team, red belt in karate, and most importantly, an Orisi dancer. To me, Orisi served as an Indian classical dance medium through which I expressed my emotions. With melodious bells strapped to my feet at performances, I would convey stories to my audience, employing no more than expressive emotions, my body's formations, and the rhythm of the music. This form of communication was now gone indefinitely, and so was my confidence. Although my parents were supportive during this phase of trying to figure out more about the disease, I pondered why I was the one to get it. Despite attempts to forget all of this, I was constantly reminded of my curve through visits with different doctors and chiropractors. I felt frustrated on the 100-mile road trips after school to hear the same thing, that there was no cure. Many a night, I quietly weeped before heading to bed. I found crying as the only way to let out my emotions, liberating me from the pent of frustration. However, through the agony, I learned that the only person that could take charge of the situation was me. There was no longer a defeat on my end. It was a competition between scoliosis and me. It was a dance-off, a karate tournament. In the beginning, scoliosis was winning, and I could not beat my opponent. Rather than taking blows from scoliosis, I shifted the focus towards improving my condition. I began a strict physical regimen after visiting a private therapist who helped strengthen my back while improving its flexibility. There were nights where I came home sore from the muscle exertion, reeling in constant pain from the curve in my spine. However, with the pain, I also felt myself getting physically and emotionally stronger. Through the trainer sessions, I learned to take advantage of my weakness by pushing harder to see results. I gained the mental fortitude to power through the exercises with precision, which helped me not only in the physical trainer sessions, but also in the classroom. Though the doctor advised me not to dance at all, I showed considerable improvement, and soon enough, she allowed me to slowly begin dancing again. I reconnected with my steps and felt completeness to my soul that I will never forget. To this date, there remains a curve in my spine. However, mentally and physically, I've moved past my handicap to lead a healthier and stronger life. Through this journey, I realized the opponent was not scoliosis, but me. I have also developed a sense of positive encouragement when struggling with something, whether it be school, dance, or leadership initiatives in clubs. Through my experience, I have understood that it is possible to do the impossible by embracing the right mindset with conviction and looking at what you can do as opposed to what you are unable to do. The only person that can take charge of my health and my problems is me. The experience gave me a newfound confidence to tackle anything that came my way.